Let's spend a minute with this, though, because you got a double Monday nighter tonight. The Jags are at the Bills, and the Commanders are at the Bengals. And if nothing else, if the Niners aren't going to win games, the least you could do is make a bunch of money. And that's what we provide when we fade the Dibbers.
It's time for
Fade the Dibbers.
Please explain.
Nostra Diblis gives out his pick. You bet against it, you make money.
Cash me out one time.
It's that simple.
Hey, Dibs, your pick stinks.
Dibs, what's the lock of the day?
Actually, we got two today. Double Monday night action. And I'll tell you what, Mark, I'm ready to get back on the beam here and get some wins. I'm sitting at 4-4 on the year, which you and I talked about. That's the worst thing for me to be in this bit.
That's not good.
It's dead 500. But
no,
I'll tell you what.
You've reestablished yourself with your bad picks.
Oh, I'm ready to get hot again.
Well, what does hot mean is the question. So the Bills are minus 4. This line has just changed.
Yeah, I just saw that.
The Bills are now minus 4 against the Jags, and the Bengals are minus 7.5 against the Washington Commanders. I know both of the correct picks. Let's see if you make them.
Well, you don't know. You don't know squat.
I do.
You think you know, but you don't know, and you may never find out. I'm going to win both these games tonight, and those of you trying to fade me, this one's going to hurt you, because I like a favorite, and I like a dog. I'm going to take the Bills, given just 4. The sharp money's all over Jacksonville now because the money's pouring on the Jags. I'm not buying it, you sharps. You don't know anything. Give me the Bills minus 4, and I'm taking the Commanders on the road in the 7.
Bay Area and beyond, listen to me and listen to me very closely.
Don't go deep voice on me now.
Fade the Dippers.
You're against me on both of these?
Fade the Dippers.
All right, we'll see.
Fade the Dippers.
Your boy's ready to get hot.
Your parlay tonight is Jacksonville and Cincinnati.
I didn't know Joe Burrow had dyed his hair. That changes everything.
Jacksonville and Cincinnati. That is your parlay tonight.
You take Buffalo and you take the Commanders. Brian Robinson's about to fantasy football all over you.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
I made these picks 5 days ago. I'm sticking with it. You laugh now and cry much later.
Yeah, I do laugh now. Jags and Bengals. Trust me.
Oh, trust you.
Trust me.
Guy over there betting $6 a game.
I bet way more than that. I bet 10 on it. Major. And I think I might go put some more money on it now.
You should.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I think I will. All right. Okay, so Kyle Shanahan is coming up here in just a moment. 888-957-9570. That is the number. Mike and Tony and Ian, stay right where you are. We're going to keep coming again all day, all the way up until 6. We are simply here for you, and I feel like we can do this together. That was, to me, that is right up there, certainly at least in the regular season. That is among the most frustrating losses in the Kyle Shanahan era, period. And so I know a lot of people came out yesterday and they're like, I don't know if I can listen. This is too frustrating. This is annoying me too much. No. That's when we need togetherness. That's when you need, and you will. You'll feel better when you let it out. Dibs, do you feel a little better now?
No,
don't you?
Not at all. Nope.
You've been laughing. I feel like you're smiling a little bit.
I'm laughing because I see the world in a certain way. And I'm laughing because sometimes laughter is the best medicine.
There you go.
Angry Jeff.
That's awesome. That's what I'm talking
about.
Nobody
wants angry Dibs.
We've come to get used to it.
He hasn't been around in a long time now.
Yeah, but I can see him when he's in there.
That's not true.
He hides in there.
You try to find him. You're trying your best to get there, but you won't.